Welcome to the Finsiders. Happy Thanksgiving day before here. Dolphins just wrapped up practice, and let's jump right into it. What do you think?
Why not?
With former Dolphins Troy Stratford and OJ McDuffie, I'm Jesse Agler, the largest Dolphin in history. That's an actual fact. They looked it up. They checked it out.
I am?
Yeah, he is. Bryant McKinney, the left tackle, joining us live in studio to start the show. Welcome to the Finsiders. First time we've had you in here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How's the transition to life as a Miami Dolphin going for you?
It's been going pretty good. You know, one, for already having a place here, and then, you know, as far as the plays, being in different, you know, offenses, it kind of was just easy for me, just terminology I just had to learn.
That's what everybody says. Sometimes the terminology is the most difficult thing. Mm-hmm. You mentioned being home. I mean, it's got to be nice. You just get to sort of go home after practice.
It is.
Every day.
Just focus on just one place now. You don't have to worry about, like, managing two different places, you know, so it's easier.
You know, Brian, we get a question thrown at us a lot when it comes to offensive linemen. Do you know which running back is in the game? Do you block differently? I don't know if you guys know if there's a different guy carrying the ball, but certainly different running backs can actually help you out better than some others. Do you recognize when someone different is in the backfield, and
Only time I really get a chance to realize somebody else is in there is if, like, we actually are huddled up, because sometimes we don't really huddle. It's like a sugar huddle, and it's real quick. Mm-hmm. But if it, like, it's a timeout or coming on the field, I realize who's in the backfield. And, yeah, running backs can help you. They can help set up your blocks, too. So, yeah, they help you out.
And you don't like the ones that run up your back, right?
Nah, it's like they run with their eyes closed, and they just run directly into your back.
Brian, been a little bit of a roller coaster ride since you've been here. A couple wins, a couple losses. We ran the ball good in some games, not so good in other games. What do we have to do to get more consistent, in especially up front with our run game, with our pass game as an offense? What do we need to do to be a little more consistent?
As far as the run game, I think when I first got here, we were running a lot to my side. So then team started kind of keying on that and having the linebackers flow. So now we're, you know, we just got to just kind of balance it out to both sides. And then that'll set up, you know, play action and then, you know, pass game.
Bryant McKinney is here. Obviously, since you arrived, I mean, the offensive line has been changing. And originally, we thought it was just going to be a simple change. Yeah. Okay, they're going to trade for McKinney, and he's going to start. And then some other things started to happen. Did that make your transition more difficult because, you know, you didn't necessarily know who you were going to be playing next to? And you've already played next to a couple of different guys at this point. Five guys?
Yeah,
five. You played next to five guys, and you've been here for like a month.
Yeah. So it just made me really have to get into my playbook just to kind of know exactly what I have to do, so I don't have to rely on somebody else. Because you know, one guy, Brenner, he was a rookie, so I don't want to put a lot of pressure on him. And you know, me seem like I'm the weakest link, so I just want to kind of know everything. And then, you know, we communicate for confirmation, but I still want to know, you know, exactly what I have to do.
It's funny you say that because Brenner came in here last week, maybe it was the week before, and he talked about playing next to you as being a huge help to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, that's pretty incredible considering you've only been here at that point, you know, for a couple of weeks, but that he was able that quickly to lean on you, you know, to help him out.
Well, that is good. That is good to know. but the communication, you know, he stepped in and did a great job. So the communication between me and him went pretty good. And I actually enjoyed having him play next to me.
I want to know who's one of the biggest trash talkers that you go up against.
See, with me, nobody, and we were talking about that.
They don't talk.
They don't say nothing. Look at this man. Are you kidding me?
It's probably better you not say anything because you're going to really have me, like, you know, turn it up even more. So a lot of people are just say little comments about ready. Oh, well, I've seen you here. This and like talk about random stuff during games, but never really too much.
I couldn't imagine what they would say to you. Like me, they would always say you little. You know, I got little throughout a game. I mean, you're a large man. It's not much they can say.
Don't say too much to me. I've definitely heard some trash talking in games, but never really directed to me.
Brian, big game this weekend. A team at 5-6. Mm-hmm. The rest of the games from here on out, four of the five are AFC East games, and all five are AFC games. Jets are number one against the rush. Pretty good. Not decent against the pass game. What are we going to do? What do we do this week to go up in New York and come home with a victory?
Well, you definitely want to establish the run game and execute. We just got to kind of execute, and we got to finish in the fourth quarter. I think that's one of our main things. You know, we get a good start, and it just seems like in the fourth quarter is where we probably won't score as many points or something like that happens. So we need to just kind of learn to finish in the fourth quarter.
Bryant McKinney is with us. One of the guys in the live chat wants to know about some of the guys you've had an opportunity to go up against in practice since you've become a Dolphin. And you know, I don't know that all the fans realize this. Generally, you're going up against a scout look, you know, and so it's some of the younger guys, not necessarily the everyday names that people know. But anybody catching your eye? You impressed by anybody, you know, when you get these opportunities to go up against them?
Deion Jordan, he's pretty good. Yeah. He's still going to be developing and everything, but I feel like he'll be a good pass rusher. And Ovi, I like Ovi. And I watch Wake because he's on the other side. So I watch certain people, and then, you know, Danelle and Wheeler. So So certain people, actually 21, I don't know everybody's name yet, but 21 has been pretty impressive to me because he's been getting these picks in practice and as well as in the game. So
he's a little guy too, man.
Yeah.
Brent Grimes is an unbelievable athlete. Went to Shippensburg.
Shippensburg.
That's where he went to college. We're talking to Brian McKinney about it. We're getting ready for this game against the Jets. Ed Reed is maybe the newest member of the New York Jets. Obviously, you guys go way back, and you played together in a couple of different spots. Is there talking this week? Is there not talking this week? How does that go?
Nah, I had to get four tickets from him. So I had to talk to him. That's all we talked about. Hey, can you give me four tickets? So that was about it. And we just left it at that.
You probably had that all the time. UM players are on every team in mad numbers. You can probably get tickets in any stadium you go to because of that.
For the most part. Yeah. So, that's all the conversation was about with him.
Brian McKinney is here. Thanksgiving tomorrow. I think the cliche thing we do on shows like this time of year is talk to everybody about favorite Thanksgiving foods and all of that kind of stuff. Are you a big Thanksgiving guy? You like to dive in?
I am, but I can't eat a whole lot at one time. I go back again for like seconds, in a few hours. But yeah, like fried
turkey.
Like
interval training with eating. Yeah.
Yeah.
You go back. It's like you sprint and then you take a break and then you sprint and take a break.
Brian, I don't know if you know, Jim Turner was my fullback in college up at Boston College. And he was a knucklehead. He was just, he walked into the room. You knew he was into the room. And you guys have been going through some tough stuff down here with the Miami. Without getting deep into this, just give us an idea of the offensive linemen. What has gone on in the recent weeks? Have you guys become closer? How's Coach doing?
I think so. I think it's brought a lot of the guys closer. And Coach Turner is actually funny. He reminds me of Coach Arquijo at University of Miami. Yeah. They're very similar personalities. So he actually makes it enjoyable to come to work and, you know, sitting there with the rest of the offensive linemen. So I enjoy, having him as a coach and, being there with everybody.
Very good. Yeah. Brian McKinney, it's great to have you back in South Florida, part of some great University of Miami teams. Just my own, personal Big Mac memory. It was a Syracuse game, and it was Brian McKinney and it was Dwight Freeney, going head-to-head. And I am not exaggerating. You did not see Dwight Freeney.
Covered him up.
In that game. You didn't see him?
Covered him up.
He didn't do one darn thing. Big Mac did not give up a sack.
And I felt bad because when we went to, there was an award show in Orlando, the Home Depot award show in college, and Dwight sitting right across from me. And they played a highlight of mine and stuff, and it was like him. And he's like, oh, man, like – and I look at him like, man, why they gonna use his as a highlight?
Oh, man. One of my favorite games when I was at UM, kind of a nondescript Miami-Syracuse game. I think it was one of those nooners at the Orange Bowl. There wasn't a ton of people there. But getting to see two great individuals go head-to-head was a lot of fun. And that round, without a doubt, went to this guy. Thanks for coming in, man. Great to catch up with you a little bit.
Thanks, Big
Happy Thanksgiving. Okay.